This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. The Warrior Mind Podcast is brought to you by Qualia. Advanced mental nutrition to immediately enhance focus, energy, and mood while supporting long-term brain health. Become remarkable. Go to warriormindcoach.com/neurohacker, that's with a capital N, and use code WMC to receive a 15% discount. This is episode 368, and today we're going to be talking about don't set big goals. This is the last episode of 2017. So if you've been a loyal listener, you know that goals are important, that I love talking about goals. They help give us direction. They help give us focus. They help create a motivation, inspiration to do things. But the challenge is when we get towards New Year's, people tend to set these big, hairy, audacious goals. I'm going to make $1 million next year. I'm going to lose 500 pounds or whatever it might be. We set these huge, huge goals and we think, and it's kind of exciting, but I think the excitement over the goals, setting big goals, is that we think it's a Christmas wish list. Like, man, it's going to be great when I get this, and it's good. So before I go any further, we want to be able to set goals that inspire us, that help us grow as an individual. We want to be careful when we set goals that are so big that our unconscious mind goes, yeah, right. You tried that last year. You didn't get it done. So the conscious mind is the goal setter. So when you're setting goals, the conscious mind is, yeah, we can do this. We can do this. Let's set this big, big, hairy, audacious goal. We're going to make $1 million next year. Your unconscious mind is the goal getter, meaning it's going to help you take action. If your unconscious mind doesn't believe that you can achieve that goal, it will distract you. It will procrastinate. It will do all sorts of things so you won't achieve it. And this gets back to this, my complacent zone, where we talk about the mental line of resistance and the mental line of support, right? That mental line of support is when we hit rock bottom, basically. And the mental line of resistance is where we have our beliefs, our values, our emotions, our past experiences that hold us back from crossing over it. So what many people do is set a big goal so far above their mental line of resistance, they don't know it. Their conscious mind thinks that they can do it because their ego. Yeah, we can do this. We can do this. But then when you start taking action, the unconscious mind takes over, and you start to get less than optimal results, and you start to then go, it's not going to work, and you start to question, and then you start to procrastinate, and then you start to do other things, and then by the end of January, you go, oh, forget about it, I'll never get to it. So what I'd like to suggest is instead of setting a big goal, or even if you do set a big goal, reverse engineer it to smaller goals. You can't get to the big goal in one jump, right? And so when we start making this huge goal, we think we're just going to start working on it for a full year. We're not going to take any measurements. We're not going to record what we're doing. And then we get them to the end of the year and go, I didn't even get close to it, because this mental line of resistance, which again has our beliefs, our values in there, which hold us back unconsciously from breaking through it to reach this big, hairy, audacious goal. So what I'm going to suggest, and you've heard this before, right? Set smarter goals, right? A 1 month, a 3 month, a 6 month, a 9 month, a 1 year. So let's just say that the 1 year goal was right at that mental resistance. And you'll know what it is because you can go back and look at your past results. Where did you start making progress? Where did you stop making progress? And around that point where you stop making progress towards whatever goal it is, it could be relationships, it could be money, it could be your health and fitness. But once you stop making progress and then you stop taking action, that's just around where your mental resistance is. So you know where that is. So what I would recommend doing is setting your 1 year goal, what goal you want for the end of 2018, right at that mental resistance. Now, if you don't know it, hire a coach, hire me. We can help determine what that mental resistance is, but set your goal right at that. So then you backwards engineer it, right? Set a 9 month goal. Where would you need to be at 9 months? Where would you need to be at 6 months, 3 months, 1 month? And then start setting some very specific action steps to take so that you will achieve those smaller goals. Then let's fast forward to the end of 2018. Let's say you hit that 1 year goal. Well, now you would set another goal for 2019 at the end of January above that mental resistance. So now you eke your way through that mental resistance, which now becomes your mental support. So then moving forward from 2018 to 2019, you're going to have a new mental support. But if we just set a big goal out there and start to work towards it, the first little bump we hit in the road, we're going to get discouraged and stop. But if we have smaller goals that can lead to that big goal, again, we want to make sure the goal is just above, when I say a big goal, it's just above your mental line of resistance. Because it may take you a whole year to get there because of the oscillating effect. You'll make some progress, you'll backslide. You make some progress, you'll backslide. But as you hit those 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 9 month goals, you're going to climb up closer and closer and closer towards that mental resistance. So at the end of 2018, what I would want you to do is be right up against that going, wow, I don't know how I got here, but I got here. Then you push it a little bit further for the next year. So the January of 2019 would be setting a goal for above that mental resistance so you can just step over that line and feel comfortable with it. And so the thing here is we want to make sure that you look at that goal and not make it so big. So large, like, oh, I'm going to make, like I said, $1 million. I'm going to buy a house and a new car and I'm going to get a new job and I'm going to get, paid $1 million. All those are wonderful things to think of and they're dreams, but they're not goals. So if you want to dream it, great, but don't attach to it unless you have a specific plan, unless you know that your mental resistance is going to allow you to go through that. And I don't want to discourage you from setting goals. I encourage you to set goals, but make sure that they complement where you are right now in life and make sure they stretch you a little bit. We can't, if we put ourselves into a position where we have to stretch ourselves so greatly, it's not going to be comfortable. Our ego is going to stop us. Our ego basically is saying, why would you want to achieve this if you have to grow? You're okay right now where you are. You're living, you have some income, you have some family, you're having food. There's no reason to become, quote, a better you because everything is fine. You're meeting all your basic needs of survival. Why bother doing anything else? So this is why when we start to make a big goal, the ego gets involved, the untrained ego gets involved and sabotages us. Well, if we can sneak up on it and just make a little change for the first month and a little bit more change for the third and the sixth and the ninth, pretty soon the ego doesn't know we're changing and we change. And because we have to change in order to accomplish our goals, this is just a necessity. You can't think of getting your goals without you changing as a person. It is essential because the goals are coming from you. You are achieving the goals. You are creating those goals. You are creating your life. And it's coming from you, the person, with your beliefs, with your values, with your character traits, with your boundaries, with all of the things that I've talked about before in other podcasts. So the key is to know is how big do you want to grow? And that your goal will be a representation of how big you want to grow. And this is why when we set big goals, we don't necessarily have the emotional capacity to grow to the size of the goal that we want to accomplish. Not yet. But we can grow incrementally, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. Slowly but surely, we can get up there and then hit that mental line of resistance and then step over it. But think about it, right? When you set a big goal, who do you need to become to achieve that? Because you have to change. That may be that you need to have more discipline in your life of working out and nutrition. It may mean that you have to have more compassion and understanding for people. It may mean that you have to become more vulnerable. If you want, you know, relationship in your life, you may have to become more vulnerable. And oh my gosh, that might scare the heck out of you, but that's the growth that you would need to take, that you would have to engage in order to have that relationship, in order to have that job. Maybe if you wanted to get a promotion, you have to go back to school on your own to acquire leadership skills, to acquire time management skills. Those are things that you would have to do on your own and not let the company and not depend on the company. So if your goal is to get a promotion, but you don't have the skills required to fulfill that position, you need to go out on your own and grow and do it. So the goal is one thing, but then what really happens is the goal forces us to grow into the person that can accept that goal. This is why many lottery winners lose all their money. They spend it all because they haven't grown as an individual to be able to handle the amount of money that comes to them when they hit the lottery. If they won the lottery and put the money away and said, what type of person do I need to be in order to manage $5 million correctly? Then they would go back and perhaps do some training, go get education, talk to people. And it might take them 2 or 3 years to become that person, but all the time the money's in the bank. But then when they grow into the person that can handle $5 million, they'll be able to manage it correctly. This is a great example of that, is that when we get instant success, we haven't grown as the individual to be able to manage it. This is why when we set big, big goals, we're really putting ourselves in a bad spot, because most of us can't grow that much to keep up with the goal that we want. So again, just to recap, you know, again, this is the last podcast for 2017. Want you to set goals. And as you set your goals, think of who do you need to become as a person to achieve that goal. And then back it off 9 months, 6 months, 3 months, 1 month, and start to grow as a person. The goals, when you accomplish the goals, those will be indicators that you have grown as a person. So use those as kind of like a mirror. Oh, I got this goal. Okay, good. I grew as a person. And you use those goals as indicators that you are growing as that person. And then as you continue to go, you will develop yourself and develop more goals with that. So with that, Happy New Year. Thank you for listening for all this year, and looking to have some really fun things happen in 2018. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.